Welcome to Metal Kingdom!
Welcome to Metal Kingdom. I am your illustrious master in all of all things metal, the Metal King. Thank you for being part of our show. This is possibly going to be the last show of the year, seeing as the New Year's is coming up very soon. We've all had our wonderful Christmas. I know I did, spending time with my family. I'm here with the legendary Beast of the East, the Monkey Man. What's up? Right on. So today we're going to do two things. We're going to talk about our experiences in the world of the past year, the most metal moments of the past year. I'll do my list, and then the Monkey Man will do his. And we're going to open up with today talking about a subject that I found out about recently, and I think is very interesting.
What's that subject?
The subject is about a secret or very underground genre of metal called unblack metal. What is unblack metal, you ask? It is actually the black metal musical style, but all the bands are Christian. Yeah, all the bands are Christian. There is now a subculture of Christian black metal bands. Now, they're very small in numbers, and, you know, they're mostly centered in Norway and parts of Sweden.
Good.
But yeah, they're supposed to be a slight counterculture to the traditional black metal that deal with everything from the cult to Satanism. When unblack metal derived their lyrical scheme from Christianity, the Bible, and their love of Jesus Christ. Now, though I am myself a atheist and Monkey Man here worships the pagan gods of his people, I do not hate any Christians. I'm not anti-Christianity. If Christianity works out for you and you're not a dick about it, I say more power to you. But let's talk about the genre of music itself. Now, I really can't name any bands yet. I mean, because, quite frankly, when it comes to that, the lettering in black metal, let's face it, it's hard as hell to read. Like, is this a forest? What the hell? But I have heard some unblack metal songs, and they are indeed the black metal style of music. Same guitar riffs, same drum solos, and same vocal styles. But again, like I said, different lyrical scheme. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm a fan. I mean, I'm a fan of the black metal genre. I'm not a fan of any particular unblack metal bands, not yet. But I'm not saying I'm not open to it. That being said, Monkey Man, what is your opinion on the fact that there are Christian black metal bands or unblack metal bands?
I have somewhat of a negative feeling, and I have somewhat of a distaste for it. Like what the Metal King said, I worship my own pagan gods. Yes. And I really don't have much distaste for the other gods, because, let's face it, they're all brutal their own way.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is like saying how a vegan wants to make a hamburger. Oh, wait, that really happens so many times. Seriously, stay out of my food. So that's how I see it.
I get it. And honestly, your opinion is the same as many. There's actually a really good documentary on YouTube about unblack metal, or it's just simply referred to as Christian black metal. And you know, they have their own practices, their own ways of going about things. In fact, there was one show in Norway that I don't know the name of the band, but they're a Catholic band. And you know, in Catholicism, it's very common to bless things with incense.
They made my nose fuzzy.
Well, you know, plus they banish the demons within you, and you don't like that.
Sure, that's what you call it. I just get high.
Oh my! Anyway, so this one particular band, they began to bless the stage of where they were playing with incense.
Mm-hmm.
That was a small stage, you know, one of those little hole-in-the-wall clubs. And immediately, the audience began to boo and throw things at the black metal band. Now, I would never do that. You know, me, I say everybody deserves a chance. Let your music speak for itself, not your...
Unless it's always a good beer.
Take my beer! Wait a minute, I made a mistake.
And that's littering.
The biggest sin of all!
Yes.
So, yeah, and so I saw the documentary, and he was, and I saw the video, and he was like, you know, and he was, what was cool about it is, like, he didn't break focus. Mm-hmm. He was still blessing the stage, and, like, all these bottles and shit zooming past his head. And then when he was done, he grabbed, like, a big claymore from the back of the stage, like, okay, throw something now. They fucking stop, you know? And,
Play Inquisition on your ass.
Yeah.
Not the band, the you know, read a history book.
Calm yourself, monkey man. Calm yourself. No, but, you know, I think that I think, like, a band's message should be not so important. In my opinion, like, if you like a band, that's great, but don't listen to music for the message. You know, that's just, like, I don't know. It's people tend to take it too far. You know, don't let your band's religion become your religion. What is your opinion, Monkey Man? Do you believe that? Let me ask the question. Do you believe that a band's message, be it whatever it is, should be taken seriously, or do you think that that'd be taken too far?
To me, music will always be like a underformed beast. It doesn't really have a message, but it just makes you feel good. It always comes in different forms, varieties, genres, subgenres. But to be taken so seriously just to say, like, oh, you cannot play it this way, it has to be played this way, you're just an asshole.
And also, I will say, there have been, I wouldn't say Christian bands, but there have been some bands that, in the past, that have had Christian influence, and I was okay with them. Like POD, they're a Christian band. No one knows this, but they are a Christian band. And they were good. I've always been a fan.
And one band that, I'm not sure they're Christian or they're Catholic, but one band that we both like in particular is called Evergrey.
Yeah.
Their songs are all about, like,
religion, Christianity. There's no God bashing. If anything, there's a lot of exalting. They never claimed to be religious in their biography or description. But if you listen to a lot of their albums, like Inner Circle or Reckoning Day, you will see that there is a lot of, there's a lot of mentions about God and a lot of prayers and preachers, which is really weird because they curse like sailors.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact of the matter is, like, it just goes really well with the music that they're playing. There was like that one era, like in the mid-2000s when Christian bands were really gaining momentum. Then you had bands like Under Oath, As I Lay Dying, which is actually, yes, a Christian band. And so even though the lead singer got arrested for trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife, but that's neither here nor there.
Marriage, am I right?
Oh, man. But the fact of the matter is, like, if a band is good, a band is good. You shouldn't like them because they're satanic, and you shouldn't like them because they're Christian. You should like them because they're good music, you know? Like, you know, there are people who have loved satanic heavy metal and then became Christian and they completely let go of the satanic side and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let's face it, there's a bunch of bands out there that are just not old, that's one of the biggest problems with heavy metal, that there, a lot of people say that a lot of all the music is overtly satanic. When there are bands, even older bands, that never delve into the world of Satanism. Metallica never was a satanic band. Mm-hmm. And they're one of the most prolific metal bands of all time. Slayer, they talk about Satanism, but I don't think they, like, worship. You see, the thing is, they never exalted Satan. They just acknowledged that he existed.
Mm. And there was another band I have to say in my mind. Well, I would say more of the new metal, and new metal will be a lot of influenced by the older bands, but never taken into the satanic rites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at bands like...
Well, I would say, if I may, like, Slipknot, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people would, like, label them as a satanic band, but they never really talked about satanic. They talked about, like, religious experiences, but they never actually said Satan or God or anything like that. Not even in Iowa.
No, and that has a lot of cool songs in there.
Yeah, I still say that's their best album ever. Like, their first album never was the best album.
Mm.
But, like, if you're curious, if you are a Christian, but you like black metal, I say go ahead, look at un-black metal. Or if you're just a black metal enthusiast that's looking for something new and a little bit off the beaten path, check it out. There's some really good bands there. I highly recommend to check out the documentary on YouTube. It's free, which is always good. And, you know, educate yourself. Learn a little bit more about the metal genre. One of my good personal friends told me something very true, and he said that black metal is essentially, actually, ironically, the most spiritual form of all metal, which I think is true, because, like, they're the ones who talk about religion the most, you know.
Yeah.
And speaking of the metal, let's branch out into another thing. Christianity isn't the only religion expressed through heavy metal. There are, again, I'm not very good with names, so I'll have to get back to you on this, but there have been bands from India who are Hindu, and they express their music. By the way, the Hindu faith are very metal faith.
Yeah.
They have demons, gods, deities, that destroyers. One of my personal favorite, Kali, who drinks the blood of infants. You know, then, of course, you got the Norse gods, the pagan, of course, all the pagan gods, you know. Then you got the Mexicans and the Brazilians that have their the Aztecs in religion. You got the Incas from Peru and such that have their own lineup of gods, you know. Mm-hmm. And Native Americans, there have been some Native American bands that talk about their religious beliefs. And it's cool stuff. It's metal as shit. And I'm not saying that that a band shouldn't be able to express their religious belief or through their music, because music is an art like anything, and if you believe that you can tell your story better through music, I say go for it.
Yeah, man.
Which brings me to my next question, Mr. Monkey Man.
What's up?
If you had to say which religion or which mythical background is the most metal, what would you say it is?
Well, I have to go with Wiccan, because I worship Baphomet. Baphomet needs no introduction in the world of heavy metal, but for those who don't know,
please enlighten us.
Some say Baphomet is a symbol of all Satan, or sometimes the witch god.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's face it, he has a freaking goat head with wings.
pretty cool.
Yeah, what about you?
I really think that, I really can't decide on one. But gun to my head will always go. For me, it's like a tie between, of course, the Norse gods. Mm-hmm. I forget what the religion is called, but it is a religion. And the Grecians, the pantheon, you know, the pagans of those gods, you know, Hades and all that. They will always have like a very metal place in my heart, you know.
Plus, Zeus is an asshole.
Zeus is an asshole. Yep, and he likes to turn into animals and bank chicks. So. That's all great. That's all gravy on top of the biscuit. Now we're going to switch gears here. Like I said, we're almost at the end of the year. We only have a couple of days till New Year's. Quick little banter. Monkey Man, how did you enjoy this year? And tell us, what was the most metal, what was one of the most metal, or at least give us three top most metal moments of 2015 for you.
Okay, I would have to say number three will be me blacking out on the highway. Not sure if it was this year, but me and Metal King, you know, we were at the party house right now.
Mm-hmm.
We were like having a good time drinking and getting.
Wait, was this the one where you had to pull over?
Yes,
yeah, that was this year.
Yes, it was this year. So you tell it better.
Well, because I'm going to have to tell this one because Monkey Man was a little out of it.
Yeah.
I'm amazed he can recall it at all. And it had to be like, what? The sun was coming up. Which
yes,
was crazy.
It was.
It must have been like 4 or 5 a.m. And we were hanging out with a friend. And like, we were all blasted. Yeah. We were done. And Monkey Man, out of nowhere, he's like, yo, pull over. And then the guy pulls over to the shoulder of the highway. Monkey Man gets out and routes all over the highway.
Look at that whole highway.
It was, you painted it. It was crazy. It was amazing.
Another lane.
It was crazy, man. It was awesome. And legendary Monkey Man. What else? Tell us more.
I have to cut this down to 3-2 because my recollection of this year is very fuzzy.
Drinking.
Yeah. So I have to give this one to the Judas Priest, man. Oh my god, when I saw them live, it was just fucking awesome! to the point where I lost my voice.
Yeah.
Once you hear Painkiller live, it is done. Like, whoa.
There's nothing like it, is there?
Yeah, so go ahead.
Okay, so my top three most metal moments of this year would have to be that from weakest to best. Well, for the third, I just want to jumble all the parties that I've been to, yeah, all the women that I've hung out with, all the people that I've met. That's mm-hmm. just in itself, that's really metal. My number two is when I went to see Blind Guardian.
Yes.
It was such a great show. It was a really good pit. It lasted a long time. They played every single one of my favorites from Mirror Mirror to Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. And number one, like Monkey Man, Judas Priest, baby.
Hells yeah.
Judas fucking Priest. Now, for much like Monkey Man, that was my first time ever seeing him. And I don't know how Rob Halford does it, but he sounds the same.
How old is he?
He's 64, bro.
God damn. Still the same.
I mean, like, we heard Painkiller, we heard Turbo Lover, yeah, we heard it all. I was sore, my neck was sore, my voice couldn't go any further. Like, that's the thing, if you're just into metal, you can't just go to a Judas Priest show, you gotta graduate to it.
Yeah.
You gotta prepare yourself with leather shows.
Man, something to the Judas Priest show.
Go ahead.
Remember when Rob Halford came into stage with a motorcycle?
Yeah!
And yet, as me and the Metal King always says, like, every one of his music videos, his voice does the driving.
Yes! He sings the bike forward. It doesn't run on fuel. It runs on the sheer power of his rocking. And you know what? Here's something. Like, I've been a fan of Judas Priest for a very long time. Indeed. I've seen all of his videos. I've heard all of his albums. And Rob Halford. And he's never done gutturals before. Never.
Oh, yeah.
But in the show, he did gutturals, and damn good ones. Like, he could go toe-to-toe with Benson and that guy from Hate Eternal Easy, man. Like, it was amazing. And he just, this is something new to him. And that's after years of drinking. How does he do it? I don't know. That's because he's not human.
I know. He's a god.
He's a god. He is the closest thing to an actual god we'll ever get. I'm pretty sure if he wanted to, he could go to hospitals and cure people with his singing. He could sing the cancer right out of you. I'm pretty sure of it.
If only he was there for James Dio.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry about to make it to a dark turn, but that's how it rolls.
Yeah.
but then again, James Dio never died. He just ascended.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's just waiting. We're all just waiting for his return when he's ready.
Yeah. When the world is dying was for.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So Monkey Man, what are your plans for New Year's?
Let's see. Get drunk like a dwarf, get rich like a dragon, and party like like an Asgardian.
Nice, nice. we got ourselves a little Diego Santos action, if you don't mind telling us. Did you have any metal experiences this year, Diego?
I hung up. Actually, I did.
Yes, you know, if I may, our good friend to the show, Diego Sarandra, recently went to Ontario.
Montreal,
Canada, and he had actually very metal experience.
Yeah, well, what I want to do with my friends here.
You have friends?
Hector the Metal King and Monkey Man. Is, yeah. Maybe in March, save up some money. Save up some money, and we do a 3-day Metal Mayhem weekend in Montreal.
Woohoo!
Night one, we do Thursday night. We'll probably do like maybe at a punk bar. They're cheap. They have dollar beers.
Nice.
Night two, we do Catacombs, which is like this heavy metal, death metal bar I go to. The Catacombs right around the hotel.
Yes.
Night three, we do the Passport in the basement. It's like a goth industrial club. And on the main floor, on the second floor, it's another death metal bar.
Nice.
So we got 3 days of just pure metal mayhem with cheap booze and whatever. So we save up.
Great.
If you buy tickets in advance, buy Greyhound, $75 round trip. So that's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. So,
and the hotel probably be like $100. Divide that by three.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for the whole weekend, not for the night.
Okay.
So the room is about $30 a night. Plus, so pretty much 30, it'll probably be $30 each altogether for the hotel room.
Okay.
So the whole trip will be $100.
Yep.
Cool. Plus food and drink.
Sounds like a great plan.
You're all invited.
All of you, bring yourselves.
Except you. You know who you are.
You.
So Diego, tell us. You recently came back from Montreal.
From the Canucks area.
From the the Great White North. Tell us.
The Great Leafy.
The Maple section. Tell us about your experiences there in the bars and what you did.
Pretty much like what I just said, man. Like the catacombs. I went there 2 nights in a row. The first night, I looked nowhere near metal. I had like my blue sleeve shirt, my dyed blonde hair, yeah. And I'm in the middle of the mosh pit with I'm in the mosh pit.
That's how metalheads do, man.
And then the next night, I went back. They had a concert. So
why do you slap me?
You're my fly.
You should have ran with it. Anyway, go on.
So, next night I went back to Catacombs and saw two awesome bands perform live. And then, like I said, on the third night, the Passport. And then I went upstairs to the Death Metal Bar and I did both. And, you know, good times.
And you're going to Japan for the New Year's.
Yes.
Tell us about what you're going to do.
I'm going to Club Neo the first night. I'm going to the Kawaii Monster Cafe the second night. Third night, I'm doing a Tokyo pub crawl. Third night, I think I'm going to be a quiet night because it's Sunday. Fourth night, I'm going to Tokyo Dome, Wrestle Kingdom 10. Yeah. Then I'm going to try, next night, I'm going to try to do Karukian Hall. Last night there, I think I'm just going to, like, you know, chill, relax.
Will you be recording any of This Is Happening from there?
No, I doubt it.
No. Well, I still hope that you're able to catch at least one metal show. Nothing too big, because Japan is a very metal country. I hope to someday visit myself and visit our old buddy Tomo.
Shout out.
Tomo Dachi.
Yeah. Shut up.
No, that's Japanese for fun. Come on.
I don't understand, alright?
His actual name is Tomo, though. Years ago, me and Monkey Man went to the Music as a Weapon tour where we saw Disturbed, mm-hmm. Kills Engage, and a bunch of other bands, Lacuna Coil, a bunch of different bands. And we befriended a Japanese fellow, and we referred to as Tomo, or that is his name, after all.
Yeah.
And we became quick friends, and he, too, has a band over there in Japan and Tokyo, I believe. And we kind of lost contact. We kind of wish this was before, like, the foray of, like, Facebook and everything. When freaking MySpace is still a thing. Wow. That is so weird to say. But, you know, hopefully we can find our good buddy Tomo again. Hopefully he remembers us. And if we ever go to Japan, Tomo, we're coming to get you, bud.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no real plans. I have to accompany my mother to her. She goes to church on New Year's Eve, and she's singing for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, she was like, comes my son, you know, be my Christmas present. How could I say no?
Yeah,
so like I go in, she's gonna sing and perform, and that's gonna be a really big deal. So you know, that's what I'm gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Metal is one thing, but family, never neglect your family. Your metal family is your family, but that you're at. Just because you can't ignore your family. I'm a person that really believes in the sanctity of family. You know, blood or non-blood, but it's all important to me. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up, but we're gonna do our today's most metal countdown.
Oh yeah.
All right, and today we're gonna talk about the top 5 most metal Western cartoons.
Oh man.
Yeah, I already got my list right up here in my head. We're gonna mention it, and then we're gonna talk about it, and see if people agree with me. So here are my top 5 most metal cartoons. At number 5, I would have to say is what was that one show? Damn it! I got give me a second.
What a great start we have.
Shut up.
Alrighty.
No. At number 5, I would have to say there was a show back in the 90s that not many people knew about, but it was very metal, and I wish more people knew about it. It was called Skeleton Warriors.
Oh, cool.
It was, I don't know if the Monkey Man knows about this.
I was still developing a brain cell.
Yeah.
I remember it.
It was really cool. It was kind of dubious. Wait, it was kind of dubious where no one knows it was set in the future and the past. They were, like, riding on hoverboards. But the villains were living skeletons. that had armor made of skeletons.
Sweet.
Fucking brutal. Fucking metal. Can't mess with that.
Woohoo!
And number four, I would have to say Mutant League. Mutant League is a really old cartoon. I loved it. It's literally just about a nuclear explosion that happened, or nuclear waste that seeped through the floor of a baseball field. So every player there became a grotesque mutated monster. But what made this show so metal wasn't simply the fact that these were mutated monsters and the main character was Bones Justice, a living skeleton. It was the fact that it was one of the few cartoons where you could see honest to goodness dismemberment, where the players would lose arms, heads, the heads would fly towards the screen and splatter with green blood. Imagine being 8 to 10 and seeing people get ripped and torn apart in a cartoon. Come on. Monkey Man, any thoughts?
I saw Terminator. About the list or the... I'm sorry.
You're talking about... How drunk are you, Monkey Man?
I'm sorry, man.
You're talking about Mutant League.
Well, when you showed me the clip of the show, I was like, dang. First off, shit quality.
It was
the 90s.
It's old. It's
old. And secondly, it had its own quirky humor. It's goofy as hell. It's the 90s. What do you expect?
Yeah.
We have very, very good scriptwriters.
Yeah.
And secondly, yeah, there's a lot of gore in that show for kids. I was like, dang. There's a lot, honest to God, mismember. See a guy just freaking use his arm as the goal.
Yeah, it was like, you gotta go pick him up, figure out.
Yeah.
All right.
So what was that number?
That was number two. That was number two.
Number two? No, I was at number four.
Are you counting down?
No, we're going counting up.
Yeah, that's like,
I mean, counting down. I'm sorry, we're counting.
Well, that was number four.
Oh, yeah.
Number three.
Okay, number three. My number three is and I'm sorry, a lot of my memory didn't serve you well, but my number three was, I don't know if it counts because this one was made in the West. But I would say number three is definitely freaking Transformers.
Robots in disguise.
Okay, giant robots that turn into dinosaurs, other things. Mm-hmm. A giant planet robot that eats other robots.
Oh, yeah, Unicron.
Come on, man. You can make an album out of Unicron alone. If you
Why
would
don't
been.
You?
Hint, yes. Hint. Hintity hint hint. Okay, you can just name your band Unicron. Come on. All right? Let's be serious with ourselves. Any thoughts on that, man? Monkey Man?
I got a verse for you.
You got the touch!
Yes!
You got the power! Not to mention, Transformers had one of the greatest theme songs written by a really cool band, Lion.
Hell yeah.
Power metal band from the 80s. Why don't we hear from them anymore?
Probably disbanded or, Yeah, that.
Thank you for that. Bastard. What was number? Was that number three?
Yes, now you're number two.
My number two, and I'm pretty sure Monkey Man will agree. Everyone should agree with me. Number two most metal Western cartoon had to be the legendary King Arthur and the Knights of Justice. What makes it metal? Bunch of football players get captured by Merlin, sent back in time into a world of fantasy, magic, and sorcery. Not to mention having one of the coolest and most metal openings of all fucking time. Okay? And my number one pick. But before I go on, do you have any things to say about King Arthur and the Knights of Justice?
Not really.
Okay, then. I think Monkey Man will agree with me on this one.
Yes.
The number one most metal Western cartoon of all time, Gargoyles.
Hells yeah!
If you have not seen Gargoyles, you won't understand what we're talking. If you've seen it and you're a metal fan, you will see how fucking metal this show is. In fact, Monkey Man, you start us off as to why it's metal.
First off, you have to admit that opening. It just sells you. It's just, what was the voice actor's name?
I forgot his name, but he's that.
But that voice, though,
yeah.
It just makes you like, oh shit, she just got real. And secondly, there's so much mythology in that one show.
Yes.
You're dealing with Norse mythology, Christianity, and fucking King Arthur's in there. And goddamn, There's so much side stories to that show too. There's Japanese gargoyles, Greek gargoyles.
Fucking met with freaking Anubis.
Hell remember? Yeah. Anubis was like, I ain't having no shit.
That show dealt with everything mythological. If you are a fan of power metal, do yourself a favor and watch Gargoyles, because you will get into it. And also, bring it back. I'm saying this right now.
Please.
Bring it back. So, now that that's done, we're going to have to wrap this show episode up. Thank you for being on our listening to our podcast. We appreciate you. And have yourself a wonderful new year. If you have any metal stories you want to share with, please go. Feel free to go on our page and share with us. We'll talk about them on our show. If you want to promote your band, do the same thing. And remember, we're still and remember, if you want us to listen to you, you got to listen to us. And with that, I say
farewell from Metal Kingdom.